In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
It's good to have you back. Ordner didn't know to sing during the Spreading the Line segment yesterday. I'm like, we're missing a beat here. We got, you know, what are we doing? I need a lower octave. Somebody's got to come help me out. We got to blend the voices together. Can't just be me singing. Nobody wants to listen to that. Let's see what we have here, folks. Breaking the Line brought to you by willingly driving up to a mountain at 4 a.m. just so you can run back down it, sleep in a van, and poop on the side of the road for 36 hours. Sprague has an interesting idea of fun. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That would be one of the biggest deterrents for me, other than, you know, being fat and not like running, is the pooping. Where do I go poop? How do I poop on the Hood to Coast? You got to give me a place to poop. Spring Line brought to you by Jerry DePoto, whose plan to get the team at a 53% winning percentage is coming true again. Now they're at 50 right now. Hopefully my Giants knock them down to 49 after the weekend. Spring Line brought to you by Ray Charles. Even if he can't appreciate the taste of Pepsi, he can still see how terrible Sprague's gambling logic is. Yeah, you missed an all-timer yesterday, Swag.
Uh-oh.
Sprague seemed to insinuate that Ray Charles couldn't taste Pepsi. Exactly. There's no comment that's necessary. There's no addition there. Spring and Line brought to you by Ken Barkley. After listening to Sprague's picks for 2 years, it forced him to quit, take his talents to South Beach. He's out of here.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
He did say it was okay that we can text him and ask him if a line is a trap. He said that was still allowable. We can text him and say, Ken, is this a trap? He said we can do that. Spring and Line brought to you by the sex dungeon at Schulte's house. You have to better odds of escaping it unharmed than you do of winning a Sprague pick.
What else did I miss?
Yeah, you missed that yesterday, too. Schulte acknowledged that he showers with his wife 75% of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, just stew on that one.
Okay.
Spring and Line brought to you by Saudi's public investment fund. Sprague gambling may not make as much as Colorado football, but he sure doesn't lose money more than live golf. Dude, they lost a pickleball this weekend, man. Spring and Line brought to you by Rui Hachimura and a future second-round pick. Only thing more delusional than a Sprague winning bet is me getting dealt for Steph Curry. I guess Jason McIntyre is going on the Colin rant, saying Rui Hachimura and a future second-round pick could get Steph Curry to the Lakers. What do we think, huh? What do you think? Is that enough, Colin?
Go back to Hawaii.
Does that guy have a job? Spring and Line brought to you by the amount of runs Dirt will see scored in Seattle tomorrow is still higher than the amount of correct Sprague picks this season. That is true. Okay, so I will start. My first pick will be I am taking Georgia Tech to cover tomorrow. I think we get an interesting game. The line's at 10. If I were a more serious college football gambler, I would have locked this in earlier. Because, again, like 2 weeks ago, this thing was 14.5, 14.
Yes.
You get a north of two tutties. I think we get a tight game. Florida State probably
These
pulls
games,
it out late, but
yeah, usually they go one of two ways. Either it's early in the season, goofy stuff happens. We're still all getting our own stuff down, let alone figuring out the opponent.
Yeah,
and the game and its nature just is to be close.
Yes.
The other way it goes is okay. One team is just has significantly more talent no matter what the other one does.
And even in years past where we thought we had that with like Nebraska Northwestern, yeah. They blew a 21-point lead and found
they
a way
did.
To lose the game.
So I would, if I were laying money on that, if I were traveling.
Stingers are out tomorrow.
Exactly.
We're buzzing.
I'm laying the big wood.
Oh, laying the big wood?
Is the big wood still in here?
Today I'm laying the big wood.
Sorry.
Can that be a new drop? Can we get that new, can we have the big wood, and then is the big wood still in here? I don't know. You tell me, buddy. I don't know what's going on in there.
I'm taking Hawaii minus 40 and a half. Delaware State missed their flight.
Minus 40. Yes. Rainbow Warriors, 40-point spread.
Fired up down there.
Yeah, you're coming out just off the islands. Are they pumped about the Rainbow Warriors?
Pumped about the Rainbow Warriors.
That's so good. Love it. I will give you my baseball parlay of the day. I actually did hit one of these earlier in the week. I did not hit last Friday because the White Sox somehow won a game and they cost me my parlay of the day last Friday. I am on my four picks tonight for my baseball parlay. Yankees money line at home against the Rockies.
Yes.
Kyle Hendricks is on the mound for the Cubs. They're in Miami. Kyle Hendricks is good. The Marlins are not. Give me the Cubs money line. Chris Sale pitching at home against the Nationals. I will take the Braves today at home.
Yeah, the Braves have found something here.
Found it a little bit here in the last week. Sprague put, you know, whines and cries whenever his team loses for a week. Like, and look at that. They're fine.
Five out of the division lead.
They're fine. They're going to go to the playoffs likely. They're a wild card team. They're right there with the Mets. And I will be taking. Now, maybe you get the Dan Wilson, Caleb Canales game tonight. I'm taking the under tonight. It's the Mariners. They're at home. My team can't hit. Their team can't hit. Tell me how the over is seven hits tonight. Famous last words. They'll score 12 runs probably like they did on that Sunday night game against the Mets, but I will take the under of Giants and M's tonight. That is your baseball parlay. Yankees, Cubs, Braves, money line, under of seven, Seattle, San Francisco for a plus 552. Beat the books. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. You got anything else you want to gamble on? Are you
no.
Good? That's all you
no,
got?
No. Okay. I, you know, being over there, the time difference going backwards is odd. We're at this in-between stage of everybody's waiting for the NFL season and college football to get going. So yeah.
Next week will be vacation. Like next week will be like a serious spring. Well, actually, spring line. Which, by the way, Sprague still has not paid off his springing the line bet from last year. He's supposed to caddy around for me. I'm actually playing in a tournament on Monday. Northwest Golf Guys out of Persimmon.
Perfect.
Well, get the smock. What are we doing? He's not going to do it because he's running the hood to coast. He's going to complain. His legs are all sore. Can't do it. He has not paid off the bet yet. We got a bet welcher situation going on here. He seems to think it's my responsibility to like figure it out and play on the video. Like,
no.
You lost the bet. You buy the smock. Ask me when I'm playing, which is like once every 2 months. Yes.
Yeah, he's got to order the jumpsuit. Do we need to go online and like just start emailing him links?
I'm not
to
buying
the...
him one. You could buy a painter's outfit.
No, you just email him the links. Yeah. And just go, hey, we found this. When are we doing this?
Let's see. One more win here. Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's Running Hood to Coast. He'll do anything to get out of hearing sponsors that make fun of him. One listener, by the way, let me pull that up real quick because you missed this yesterday too, and then we'll go and we'll wrap up the show. So we had some fun with Ken at the end of the show.
Yes.
And we just said, hey, just for kicks and giggles, give us your championship parlay basically for the next year. So he gave us five picks for championships.
Oh.
And we have placed the parlay. I put $1 on it. A $1 bet pays $60,000. So just for fun, right?
Wow.
And a listener is asking, can you give me Barkley's parlay yesterday? So, Chiefs Super Bowl.
Okay.
Phillies World Series.
Okay.
He went Toronto Maple Leafs Stanley Cup. I know. Wow. I know. Columbus Crew MLS Cup.
Okay.
That's a cup as well, I believe.
Yes, MLS Cup.
MLS Cup. And Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Thunder have to
NBA
be there.
So those are that's your five. So you go Chiefs, Phillies, Maple Leafs, Columbus Crew, OKC Thunder. That is the Ken Barkley championship parlay. We have people tweeting us their pictures of doing bonus bets. Like $10 pays... You're making $600,000 basically.
There you go.
So it's big. $5 pays a lot. I just did $1 because it's probably not. $1 pays $60,000.
There you go.
For kicks and giggles, if you want.
There you
go.
You can start the education fund for one Teddy ball game.
I mean, in $60,000, I might just retire and become a pro gambler at that point.
Well, $60,000 will get you 1 year of college by the time he gets there at a public school.
That'll cover books.
That's private right now. That might not even be enough for private.
That'll cover books.
That might get you 1 year. A public institution by the time he gets there.
Yeah, I'll cover books. Yeah, the folks at Persimmon are saying we'll get him an outfit for Monday to come. I'm playing in a tournament out there, Northwest Golf Guys. I'll be out there Monday playing in a tournament. my game's not in great shape. I played twice in like 2 months, so.
You got to shame him like nobody's business on Monday. It's all set up. Here, you don't even have to buy it.
He's not going to do it because he's running. He's going to be sore. He's not going to want to come walk 18 holes. He's not built for that grind. Telling me to hit a 7-iron, you idiot. I'm not hitting 7-iron here, you dumbass. Not
gonna happen. Can't wait for you to ask him to read the greens.
Which way does this break?
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.